It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, 4 promises, and 1 purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Get more on them online at carolinachamber.org. More on Chapel Hill at townofchapelhill.org. And we've got the mayor here in the studio to help us out this Thursday afternoon. Pam Heminger, how are you?
I'm good. Happy summer.
Happy summer.
It feels like it already.
Happy pre-summer, yeah.
It does. It does. I want to start off by saying food for the summers. Getting organized to be kicked off. We're going to start delivering meals on June 17th. We would love to have your help. Please go to our website at foodforthesummer.com.
So people just joining us, what is Food for the Summer?
Food for the Summer. So we have a very, very long summer again this year, about 11 weeks again, and the kids that are on free and reduced lunch, of which we have over 3,100 kids, again, sign up that get free and reduced lunch at schools, don't have access to those meals during the summer. So Food for the Summer works with the school system's nutrition program, and we help deliver the meals to the kids, whether in camp, and we call them feeding sites, open sites, closed sites, all this. And we ask for volunteers to help pick up the meals and take them to the kids. It's about an hour and a half, 2-hour window of time to volunteer. You can sign up once or multiple times. We also have things called fun buckets to help with engaging the kids in some activities while they're having lunch and to interact with them. We have books, so we work with Book Harvest. We have reading partners with us partnering this summer too. So we've got a lot going on with people being able to interact with people in their own community and help out. It's what we know that we get some high school students and middle school to get their service learning hours, but also connect. It's a really, really great program, and we run it all on volunteers. So we do need donations. If you want to be a Fun Bucket sponsor, we would gladly accept that. You can go to the website and sign up. We do get some commercial sponsors to help us out because we do pay. We hired co-directors this year that both helped us last year. Ashley Alana is a cafeteria manager, and Panda Rushing is an after-school coordinator, so perfect to help with the kids. And then we've got the site coordinators being hired, and things are rolling along, so we'd love to have you sign up. Last year, we had over 600 volunteers. We're hoping to get the same, and we served over 42,000 meals. Mm.
42,000 meals. Foodforthesummer.org is the website. Go there for more information. It is a ton of fun to volunteer.
It really is. I love some of the questions I get. I love the hugs I get while I'm there. It's fun.
The day that I volunteered was an unseasonably cold and rainy day. You go there and it's just like, it's dreary. And then you go out to the site and the kids come out and they're eating and they're playing with the...
They go right for the fun bucket.
They go right for the fun bucket. Yeah. There's, balls and games in there, but there's also books. You've got a kid reading over on the side. I got a couple of kids playing with a kickball, and it's just great for an hour.
Thank you for doing that. We welcome people to come out. We love to have folks come out. You're welcome to. We have whole families come out to help out.
Yeah,
so it's really
good.
We'll have a kickoff event. We'll make an announcement about when that will be to get it all started. But we're excited. We run it for most of the summer. The last 2 weeks are a little hard. The school's getting geared back up, and all the school buildings are being getting ready to gear up. But we figure that out as we move along.
Awesome.
So it's good. It's good.
Cool. Other things happening.
We're also going to have our inaugural community tree committee meeting. We know that the trees are important for our environment. We know this community loves the trees. We want to start replenishing trees. We have a goal of trying to figure out if we can do 200 trees to celebrate the anniversary of Chapel Hill being 200 years old. But the meeting's going to be in June, so look for that. We wouldn't start planting until November, which is a better time of year to plant here, but we want to bring the community together because it's going to take everyone to be involved to help with this, get more ideas and things we can be doing. We learned some lessons from other communities on how to do this, so we're really excited. So look for announcements on that. Saturday is National Trails Day. We're having a guided trail walk along Lower Book Creek, showcasing the Adopt-A-Trail volunteer work that's been happening. 1,200 volunteer hours have cleared out 3 acres of invasive species along the trails and helping put better things in for enjoying the trails. That's really
awesome.
Good. And then I have to laugh. They call this Monday. We're having the
No, don't even say it yet. Don't even say it yet. Let's just pause and anticipate for a second because this is going to be good. Okay, go for it.
So we've been working in the Rogers Road community to install the sewer system
over there,
which has been promised for a long time. It is finally complete, and we are celebrating with a ceremonial flush. We're going to be flushing the sewer system on Monday, 6 p.m. over the Rogers Road. Sorry, I just think it's funny. They're calling it the sewer flush. Very excited.
But this is huge. I mean, this is. We've talked about this for decades. Many a year, and this has been a fight for decades to actually get this. So it's finally coming to fruition.
And it's
now
a partnership between the county and the towns of Carver and Chapel Hill, and the community. The community has been the one who's been persistent, and we're just very, very excited to reach this next milestone. We've put in a community center, the water system, the sewer system, and we did some zoning changes to help with home occupations and zoning for the neighborhood. So we're really excited about this next milestone that we're reaching. So it's really good.
Yep.
So, yeah. There's going to be an open house on Wednesday next week at 5:30 to 6:30 in the library right before the council work session on charting our future with the Flume map, the future use land use map. So that will be there, and it's an open house. Everyone's welcome. You're always so welcome to send in your comments online. We have a place for you to do that off our website. And then the council's meeting's that. And then the Council Committee on Economic Sustainability is meeting Friday morning, also at the library from 8 to 10 a.m. We're going to have a market study of the North Area Future Land Use Map.
Which is roughly, what does that cover?
Timberline, Chapel Hill North, all that. We had a market study done of what's currently there, what could be there, what might work market-wise up there, and there are a lot of possibilities. Mostly we heard from the consultants already that we need to put in better infrastructure for biking, walking, and look at it from, it's a suburban model up there right now, so that almost everything you have to go to, you have to drive. So how do we make it more pedestrian, bike friendly so that people want to get out of their cars and move around and frequent those businesses that way?
What leads to that being more pedestrian and bike friendly? Because when it's a suburban model, that means less dense, which means people are going to be inclined to get into their cars in the first place, right?
Yes, but if you have trouble navigating a parking lot, right? That parking lot, you just don't feel very safe. So you drive one end of it to the other because you don't feel safe walking
along. Okay, yes,
that's
fair. Right.
There's a lovely stormwater feature behind the Harris Teeter over there at Chapel Hill North that has wildlife. Wouldn't it be nice to have a trail around it and some benches to sit that people might want to go there? A coffee shop or something that has outdoor seating, that's something where people would want to go. And to have a multimodal path or sidewalk or whatever you want to. Sidewalks are a little too narrow for people to feel comfortable to do their bikes. We've been told riding on Weaver Dairy feels very dangerous because the cars are going pretty fast. And people don't want to ride on the sidewalks because they're narrow and there's people walking on them. So how to have a multimodal function or have a wider pathway that people could interact and clearly see that it's a safe navigation to get from place to place. Crosswalks that light up, but mostly working with the different parcels that are there to already put in that infrastructure. Maybe there does need to be a greenway through that area along the utility line. What does that look like? So we've had this market study. And interesting to see that people who are coming from the west of MLK don't tend to go over to the east side. They tend to get on I-40 and go. So if you're living in Carver, come along Eubanks, you get on, and you don't tend to come across, and vice versa. People live on the east side don't tend to go across. So how do we make that feel better, like it's all one community up there, combining Caraway over to Chapel Hill North and Timberline? So it's all considered one area.
Awesome.
So we'll be talking about that.
Speaking with Mayor Pam Heminger, townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government. And that meeting on Friday is 8:30, is that?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Yes, at the library. Yes.
All right.
Yeah. We're looking to putting in the budget, being able to videotape these meetings so more people can have access. We've had some technical difficulties with doing that at the library. We're trying to get that figured out so that we can start with that next season.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So as we get into the summertime, and speaking of transportation, another thing going on in town is construction projects.
The DOT getting
underway with some of that, right?
Yes. Please always check the website. We have all the different construction updates. I don't have them in front of me right now, but we do try to pile those projects during the summer when there's a little bit less traffic going on because the university's out of session and then when school gets out of session. But I even noticed coming into work today that there was just different things being done by OWASA and utilities all trying to get this done. So you need to plan a little extra time in this hot weather to get to and from work.
Other things going on in town?
We're going to be doing some of those projects ourselves, too, this summer. We've got some sidewalk construction projects going on this summer, so look for those to happen. We've got the downtown Franklin Merritt Mill Main Street improvements going on there, and that'll be a little messy at first, but it's going to be much better when it's done. Carver is going to be starting the roundabout construction at Greensboro and South Estes at that end, and which means people have to detour around for a bit there too. So we'll have some things going on like that. we do other things too. Like I said, we just do a lot of maintenance things that we wait till there's lower congestion. Mm-hmm. And I'll have a list of those when I come back next.
The update on that intersection at Merritt Mill and Main and Franklin and all those streets, like that's going to be great when it's done, because right now that is
so confusing.
I do walk from Carboro to Chapel Hill, and that is not a fun.
It's not fun.
Set
it
of
doesn't
intersections
feel
to
safe,
walk.
And
yeah.
if you aren't familiar with the community, you've come from out of town, but you really don't. We see people like darting across five lanes of road. We don't need all those five lanes. We're going to open up and have a pedestrian refuge right there. It'll be much easier to navigate as a pedestrian or bike, and hopefully for cars too, as they see more definition on those sites there.
Is a pedestrian refuge different from a pedestrian island, or are there...
I'm not sure if they're technically
different,
but it's the same thought.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha.
So that you have a break somewhere you know you can rest.
Right.
So I know some of the pedestrian islands are too small for more than one or two people to stand on. A refuge is supposed to be a little wider than that so that more people can be there. But I don't know the technical definitions between them.
All right. If there even are, like, I learned so much about city planning just having conversations like this, like things that you would never even think of, but they're vital.
You think about them all the time and work with them. And we had the joint MPO meeting yesterday. With the Raleigh, the Capital Area group, and talking about moving forward together and really working on BRTs and the commuter rail. But then we had this great discussion about better, there was a bikeways. So Triangle Greenways and Triangle Bikeways has the updated maps, but the amazing amount of infrastructure trying to be put in to connect people with these bicycle paths. We know the American Tobacco Trail goes north-south, but there's now one that's going east-west that connects to the whole rail bike system that comes along the East Coast, and it can be, we can have one of the longest stretches here, but it's really not that far to ride, and the goal is to have people waving at on your bike, riding to work, waving at the people stuck in traffic on the 40. Not really the goal, but I mean, it could be that.
It's a possibility.
It really is, because it's really not that far a distance to ride to work, and it's kind of flat through there, so the goal is, how do we get more people out of their cars and using these types of transportation?
Townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government. Mayor Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
Talk to you soon. Bye.